Just a warning, HHE is rated R or 18 in the UK. Swearing and things like that will be in these episodes. Please do not listen around children. And let's get to the show. You have been warned. Welcome to HHE. That is Halloween Horror Events Podcast. We are a podcast about horror events in the UK and Orlando, Florida.
Yep. So you can also follow us on all our socials at HHE Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere you can find us.
Subscribe to us on all good podcast apps and make sure you give us a 5-star review. Cheers.
He forgot YouTube, guys. Get us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And that as well.
Hello and welcome to HHE Halloween Horror Events Podcast. You may notice Joe's away today. Well, quite simple. It's a bank holiday weekend in the UK. We weren't planning to record this week, and I'll get to why we are in a minute. But Joe's away, as I say, bank holiday weekend. I'll keep that in anyway. He's getting drunk, and it sounds like I'm already drunk. So good on you, Joe. Have a good drink on us, mate. We'll see you on the next episode, and we'll get a quick recap on what he thinks. Now, you're noticing, you're only seeing Simon as a photo. Simon's got man flu, fever, whatever he's got, but he looks terrible.
Yeah, so, you don't want to see this face, guys, honestly. I'm fighting through it just for... give you our insight into this episode.
So we are actually recording really early, what's not normal for us. So why are we doing this episode? Yeah. Plain and simple. HNN have dropped Spec Map version 2.0 for Hollywood and Orlando.
Oh, Horror Night Nightmares.
HNN.
Horror Night Nightmares.
It's the same thing. I'm using their Twitter handle. Anyway, for someone who's always giving it to me, isn't he, everyone? So we are doing this today. So we have held back for a few days. We've let a few podcasts get theirs out, the ones that have to rush for some unknown reason. We've sat back so we can see more rumours and whatever else has happened. And if something else did happen. So, Simon, over to you, mate. Let's get this going.
Yeah, so if you're watching on YouTube, which we're going to push a little bit more, because obviously you want to see a visual of this, really. Us talking about it is not going to be jack shit, really. You can actually see it a bit better. So if you're watching it on YouTube, we have got the Horror Night Nightmares spec map for Halloween Horror Nights 32. A few changes in concepts as well. If you notice, from version 1 to version 2. Going back to his... I think he used to do that this years ago. So
I'm not a fan of this, but...
I actually do like it. I think it's more cartoony. That's just me.
I'm
just
I'm an adult.
Anyway, you really do need to... look. What I keep reiterating this, but we do need to see this on YouTube because a lot of this is symbols rather than actual words. So, in the first house, as you come through Hollywood, is it Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah. So, straight. We are starting at which one? Are we starting at Orlando or Hollywood's?
This is Orlando's.
Right. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. So as you walk into the thing, you keep left. You come to the first one that is down as Demon Slayer. From everything I've heard, this is not going to be at the event. This is to throw somebody at some. I think it's possibly a code word for an event, for a house, and think they've got it wrong.
Considering there's a demon movie coming out mid-October, I can see it being based on that.
Yeah, but with it being called Demon Slayer, they're doing it on that anime, Japanese cartoon thing, which is very popular, I believe, but I don't think it's going to get that people expect.
I think that's going to be The Exorcist, mate. I don't know if it's going to be set on the original movie or they're going to take a risk and put it on the new movie halfway through the event.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll move on to the next one. The next one were...
what am I talking about? Exorcist is already on there. Why am I talking about that? Dumbass. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the next house, Music Plaza, usually behind where all the big screen is they've got The Exorcist Believer.
The new movie.
I want to say yes, but I also want to say Crimson Peak. Anyone remembers that? Because this is not due out till the 23rd of October, this film. So having a house on a movie that's not out doesn't work.
Oh, question.
It never has and never will.
But no one said this because I listened to other podcasts. There was an Exorcist series at one point. Did they base it on that?
No, I don't think it had the popularity for it. But the Exorcist, if it's down as a believer on this map, but I personally don't think if it is, I think this will be bottom of my list anyway, because houses that are preempting actual shows films coming out don't work. Prime example, Saw in 2018.
Wouldn't it be easier just doing Poltergeist again?
Yeah, it would. But we can come on to that with a final bit of this show. Mm-hmm. The next house, which has been confirmed, is 100% coming, is Chucky. We know this because it was released last year at the end of the event. That is over towards Jimmy Fallon. Behind Rip Ride Rocket, it just looks like a village with a... Is it a pentagraph?
Pentagraph. That's like a demon thing again. So it looks like we're starting to slowly get a strange theme here.
Yeah, this is an original. It's got a little asterisk in the top right-hand corner, which asterisks in this map do mean original. When I saw this, I just got the village. You know, was it a Night Shyamalan film, The Village? We'll see what happens. We come with that because, like I said, originals we can't really.
But we can all, unless you've got inside knowledge, you can guess away as much as you want. You could be like, this could be demons attacking the village, but to me, it sounds like witches.
Yeah.
So after last year's mess, I think they want to redeem themselves.
Yeah, but there's also, I think they're saying possibly werewolves, I've heard as well. Being a werewolf.
The hell's a pentagram house meant to do with werewolves?
I don't know. But it's just a rumor. Buffy
the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, if you look at that, that potentially could be just any village anywhere. It won't be voodoo, will it? Well, yeah, well,
voodoo can work, things like that. Pentagrams is all the occult, dark magic, and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens. The next house, which is usually next to the tribute store, plain and simple, it is a medieval castle with a dragon outside it. Game of Thrones is confirmed for Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, God. Sorry, this is where Phil goes on his rant. I hate Game of Thrones, and this just
it's definitely not Game of Thrones. But I'm going to go on a limb and say Dungeons and Dragons.
Possibility, or that's just not even real.
Something similar to Dungeons.
It's going to have to be something like Dungeons and Dragons because it doesn't fit in. But neither does one of the others either. So,
yeah. But we'll find out. And over in Fast and Furious. This is open to massive speculation. It just says top secret.
Stranger Things 4.
Well, the rumor is the big three that are floating around at the moment are Stranger Things 4, The Conjuring, and Scream are the three that are mainly floating
around. All three I'll be stoked for.
Yeah, well, I'll be a bit pissed off because I won't be there, but it potentially could be any of them. Depends on what rights they get. Because like I say, top secret, I think it's just waiting for the massive IP to drop.
So, Conjuring?
Yeah.
Stranger Things, and what was the other one?
Scream.
Could The Exorcist and The Conjuring go in together? Because if I'm right believing, isn't the new Exorcist movie made by Blumhouse?
It could be, but...
What means that Exorcist and Demon Slayer, there, one of them could come a two-house, so that one could become Stranger Things, or, as you said.
Could be. But like I said, if you remember on version one, there was a Blumhouse house, which is not now there. So,
yeah, well, the Exorcist is Blumhouse. As I said, the new Exorcist movie is Blumhouse. That's why I got to think something. I don't think, if it's on the new Exorcist movie, this is my point, I think they could put that like 5 minutes of a house towards the end to get you excited for the new movie, while the rest could be, for example, as you said, one of the big boys like The Conjuring.
Yeah, could be. But like I say, there is a disclaimer at the back of this. I'll flip through to it in a minute. And then over by Men in Black,
this one's got me intrigued.
It's just got a
fumigated tent.
It looks like a circus tent. with a big cloud all around it. I'm hearing rumours of a clown house, but all clowns are represented in some shape or form.
So you're saying like a fake Pennywise, a fake,
yeah, fake Pennywise,
Terrifier.
Yeah, fake art, killer clowns from outer space, demonic clowns. That's what I'm hearing.
Surely Jack has to show up at the end then, because he's the boss of Halloween Horror Nights clowns.
Yeah, well, he's the lore of Halloween Horror Nights. Whether he's going to interact with outside IP characters is yet to be found, but we never know. Then we finally moved down further around the corner to the two tent houses. I think these are tent houses, usually. Or one's a soundstage.
One's a soundstage, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a parade building, sorry. It just looks like a little devil with horns. And
well, could still be the devil dog thing.
Yeah, it's the first thing that came to my mind was devil dogs. And I think we went into that last time. It's more bikers, isn't it? Biker gangs.
But as I said, this is all starting to, a lot of it's starting to mix together. It seems like we're going into the fiends, not like a year, it's demons and that.
Yeah, it's going very demonic, is, I think the word I was looking for the other
That's
day.
A good word.
Yeah. And then we move on to the next house. We've got The Last of Us. Big change from the last one. It now has Naughty Dogs as the title. Naughty Dogs, The Last of Us, which, if you don't know, is the game Last of Us, not the actual series, which, to be fair, thinking about it, it does make sense, because I said this to Phil off her. Do you reckon you can get anyone who looks like Pedro Pascal?
Sounding as well.
Yeah. And don't forget, they had the same issue with NBC. With NBC? Or AMC with Walking Dead. They
as you say... If Top Secret is Stranger Things, it's going to be very hard to get a lot of lookalikes.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. It's like, look at what happened with the Walking Dead AMC. They wouldn't give them rights to the characters. They're giving them rights to the theming and the actual Walking Dead, but you couldn't get characters. With this, The Last of Us, it's a cartoon character. It's a video game, so it's a little bit easier to
also,
get the rights for.
You get more of the clickers, the monsters in it, yeah, in the game. So, yeah. And that's what we want to see. We don't really want to see people just walking around. That's what went wrong with The Walking Dead after a while. It was just like looking at normal people all the time. Yeah. I mean, oh, this could be magic.
And then another change from the first spec map. We have
Disneyland
Universal
Paris.
Monsters Paris.
DLP.
Well, currently like Disneyland Paris because it's full of monsters. And yeah. If they're going to go with Paris, the only thing I can think of is the Wolfman. Hunchback, Wolfman, even Dracula,
yeah,
to be fair.
Because people keep on going the Phantom of the Opera, but he's English, isn't he? He's in England, the Phantom of the Opera. I've never known this. Phantom of the Opera. I don't know where it was ever based. I've never seen it, people. Know. I'm not cultured. But I feel like the Phantom of the Opera just wouldn't fit in Paris to me. I think Hunchback would definitely fit him.
Yeah. But the reason why I think they're going to go... Paris, this is a bit of a tie-in. It's a very, very weird tie-in. Epic Universe is getting a Wizarding World, I'm doing air quotes, Wizarding World themed area, and it's supposed to be based around Paris, and I think they've got excess material. Just the way that helps. This is a drug.
Look, Monster House are usually good, but right now, if you went by everything, it would be near the bottom for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm not going to enjoy it. It doesn't, without no details on it, it doesn't excite me yet. Because I've been to so many monster houses.
Yeah, well, like I said, these houses are, the originals are intriguing me quite a bit. I was looking forward to them.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I'm not excited by Top Secret because everyone's throwing out the biggest names and then something else smaller will show up and we'll all be disappointed.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be happy for everyone because at the moment this event does look good, but it wouldn't get me to spend the money at the moment. There needs to be something bigger.
What would just come on, throw it out there now.
It has to be something massive, because the price.
Stranger Things season 4.
I don't don't think Stranger Things would draw me here.
Stranger season four was...
I think
well,
we said
I'm not going to swear, it was epic.
We said it in our speculation when we were the other show. I'm sure... I think I said The Conjuring.
It Conjuring would get you out, I reckon.
Conjuring as well. I think The Conjuring will get me there.
When does that film come out? It's very soon, isn't it?
Yes. Conjuring Red Door, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Very soon. So,
but we do have a couple of Scare Zones announced on this one. We have
and obviously holidays. A show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll go to the shows in a minute. But
God, I hope holidays is Christmas.
Yeah. Well, holidays is coming from I think it's going to be coming from what's coming from Hollywood. Because they do have the holidays in hell and stuff. And they do have
they've got more space to work with this time, because usually we've got that area kid zone, but that's all fenced off. So surely you can make a bigger scare zone there now.
Well, I have a theory that they're going to open up the Lagoon Show area, because obviously we know the Lagoon Show is not going to be there this year. It's literally being torn apart. So why not use that area?
Because look where they put the show. That's where that dance show was. Was it 2017, 2018? Can't remember now. 2016, whatever. The dance show no one should ever name.
Well, Jack's Carnage 2 was there as well.
That's okay. It's funny. Literally on the last episode, if you go and listen back, people, we actually said that is a good area to have a show in that, because people walk through, have a few drinks, and it takes people, you know, away from the houses and that, and but they don't have to stand there and watch the whole show. So I thought that I've always thought that's a brilliant area.
Yeah, the thing is, it does create a massive bottleneck in that area.
But there's nothing over there this year, mate. There's nothing. It's dead.
Well, if that holiday scare zone is there where it usually is, which is that where all the trees are, yes, it will be congested. But what I was just about to say is, if they use that area where they used to stand for the show, cover it over, make like an outdoor house indoors. That makes sense. Like out a little mini scare zone in covered
a gazebo.
Over. Yeah, make it like a house outside and use that as an area. But we'll see what happens with that.
That would have been a great area, by the way. That would be a great area this year, the Lagoon area, to have the photos with the characters.
Yeah. I don't think they'll
they won't do it, but that's where I would put it right now. If there's no show going on there, you've got a nice little lake area down there. You can get five or six characters down there. People can queue up and get their photos of them. And that sorts a problem in the scare zones then.
Yeah, and then
that's another on show.
Yeah, and then the next house, scare zone that is actually mentioned is Naughty Dog's The Last of Us again as a scare zone over in New York.
What makes sense, because that's where the show's based.
Yeah, it would do, but it would make sense to have the house on that side as well.
Yeah, but it can easily be moved to the house just because now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And we also have one show potentially, where we just said before, over near where the parade usually ends now.
MIB in that.
Yeah, and then over there towards the Bennington.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I still call it the Bennington area, is where Nightmare Fuel, which are rumoured for this year.
But that's what show, I just said. Have you noticed they're asking for singers as well this year?
Which one?
That Halloween Horror Nights have been put, I think, application in for dancers and singers. Yeah. So maybe they're going to change it up a bit this year, because they can't just keep it as a dancer, because it's just the same thing. So maybe they're going to show Hallow Scream how to do it properly.
Yeah. But like I say, if you're looking on the YouTube now, I've just put the screen on of some questions that Horror Night Nightmares gets asked quite a bit. Where he gets his information from, it doesn't tell. It just says, I hear the spec maps and different stuff. Like I say, it's all speculation. Just have fun with it. This is not the event. This is not the final draft. This is not going to be the map everyone wants, but it's what people are throwing around and what they're hearing. So don't take everything as concrete with that one. So if you have any thoughts on that house, on that map, let us know. Let us know in the
it's a strong map, but we know that I reckon is there's going to be at least three changes in some of the names that have already been given.
Yeah, well, a lot of these, they've gone for pictures on this one rather than actual titles, which unfortunately it does lead to a lot of interpretation on your part who do respect, like we have, like all the other podcasters are. It's what you make of it and what you think is going to be there. This, like saying, it's a nice way of getting out of a get out clause. So
two seconds.
Don't get to what I said.
2 seconds. What's that, Joe?
Yeah, listen, it's Puck at this house. This is a great event. I might actually go now, spend some money. I'm Joe, getting drunk, innit? Yeah, lads. Sorry, yeah. Joe, go away.
Yeah, don't go. So what we'll do, we'll quickly just move over to Hollywood, because Hollywood have got their version as well.
All the version.
Let's quickly just go through this. They've got the Terror Tram, based on celebrities. They're going to have potentially Universal Monsters Paris as well. And Chucky, which has been confirmed.
You know what bugs me? It's the Death Eaters.
Yeah, well, we'll hang on for that one. Naughty Dogs, The Last of Us, another one. So a lot of these are going to be shared, if you're looking at this, because there's also the Exorcist Believer and Demon Slayer. So 5 houses of the 8 are the same. Potentially the Top Secret is the same as Hollywood, as Orlando as well.
And it scares on. That leaves
that's 6 houses that are going to be identical. So I personally, if this is how it's going to be, I wouldn't want to be the person who keeps going across back and forth personally, but that's just me.
I also wouldn't want to go to Hollywood's because there's not enough difference to make me want to travel out there.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You might see a different interpretation.
I'd say Monsters in Paris, they could do that trick, you know, 2-part, 1 part at Orlando, the second part of the story at Hollywood.
Don't take this the wrong way, people in Hollywood, but yeah, you'll just have the similar house with black curtains.
Yeah, it's not good. I like the scare zone though, the one scare zone what we've got.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's actually the scare zone. I think it's just that the Death Eaters will be around Hogwarts. That's what they've done it for a couple of years now. So,
but is Holidays in Hell a show?
Holidays in Hell is a house.
So we're getting Holidays in Hell, what I reckon is going to be the scare zone, and they're getting the house version. What makes me think one of the houses of ours, that may be a house of ours and not a scare zone.
Yeah, well, they've had this Holidays theming for a while at Hollywood. They've had it for iterations over the years. So,
I would be jealous of that one house.
Well, that's like I was saying, Holidays for Americans, for us, is really just Christmas. For Americans, Holidays with a Z, it can be Easter, Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, any holidays you can think of. Yeah. And the final house is just like it's just an owl, I think. Is that an owl?
Yeah. It's the owl cult thing out of Batman.
It's
Harry Potter.
It's who? Who do you think you are?
Doctor
Who? Who? Yeah. There's nothing down as a scare zone yet, but they do have a show, which I'm going to put £1,000 on Jabberwockies, because that's all they seem to get over there anymore. So yeah, guys, that's really it for the spec maps.
Interesting. So I'm going to straight away say the Orlando one, even though it's almost the same, bosses it right now.
It does. But like I said, there's nothing actually enticing me to go. Oh, sorry about that.
So I wish I would do a spec map for Japan.
I think what it is because it's
Horror Night Nightmares. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I think what it is because it's out that end, it's a bit difficult. Because they do throw curveballs in with some of their horror. I think that wraps it up for the spec maps. But we did get a teaser. I'm going to put it on, but I'm not going to have the sound on. I'll just put it on so you can.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk through this as well. Yeah, because that thing ain't short.
Let me just...
We're sharing. There she is, the young lady herself.
Has that gone bigger?
Can't play.
There we go.
So there she is, pretending to be a podcaster with a HHN25 t-shirt on.
Just go on to Halloween Horror Nights official YouTube page and watch it and listen, because it is nearly 10 minutes long.
Too long.
But there's a lot of hints in. But
she also says at the beginning, the hints are right in front of your face for this event. Basically, they're laughing at us because there's something they've thrown in front of us that someone might have seen it, but no one big enough has noticed it yet.
Yeah, typical. There's no closed captions, so you can't put anybody subtitles on either. Yeah. But yeah, in the video, it starts to break up, and then you just get a lot of this static noise and pictures inside it. You can make it as of what you want of each thing, what you think and what you
see. Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it does give you 90s yeah. vibes. It's not 80s is a little bit different when it comes to this static. This gives me 90s vibes on it a little bit. But it is, there's about 12 or 13 sections.
It gives me that Poltergeist vibe as well. Something's yeah. trying to, well, the demon world is trying to get into our world.
Yeah, well, the first thing that popped up when them letters or symbols came up, it was ART. I saw art. I don't know why I saw. But this cloud keeps popping up quite, yeah, Art the Clown. Yeah, that's what I saw. But like I said, this is all up to interpretation. Watch what you want to do. There's just different gaps in it. People are saying they see faces in it. I think there's a bit of it where people are saying it looks like Jack. I can't find a still of it at the moment. I'm not a chance to look for it, but there is a still. But I'm going to say it's not Jack, because if it was Jack, you'd see the white of his face going all the way back over his hairline. But it seems to stop on his fringe, which looks like, to me, a bowler hat, which gives me caretaker vibes, because you do get a little girl cackling after. No, I don't think the Usher. The Usher actually does have a more of a ready hat.
What I gave you earlier, what was his name? The tent guy, the one who made basically Jack.
Oh, Jack, Dr. Yeah, he's
Oddball, something like that.
Yeah, he's like Phil. I've mentioned this offline. He's just in the backstory. He's not actually had a presence at the thing, because he was in the backstory of Jack, was killed by him because obviously Jack confessed about his killings of them children. So he hid Jack and the kids inside that fur attraction, sold the fur attraction, and then Jack became alive, went back and went for his revenge and killed them. That's when Jack came back as the ringmaster for Halloween Horror Nights. This following the year after he came back. So yeah, I'm going to stop this now because it's actually giving me a bit of a headache.
Yeah, a lot of people. We're just chatting on as well. It doesn't really do much.
Yeah, yeah, if you
there's loads of ideas out there.
Yeah, if you go and watch it online, there is a lot out there for that actual. Why is this not stopped? It's been my head in. It's still not stopped.
He's still got it in his head. Thank God it's not on our TV screens anymore, people.
Yeah. But like I said, there's a lot. You see some images in it. People see faces. People said they've seen a pumpkin head, which they're thinking that it's Pumpkin Lord again. But
he deserves a reprieve after last year.
Well, I don't think they're going to do 3 years on the trot with him. But you never know. We've got a new creative team now.
Well, you know what I thought it was, that doctor guy. Because I thought, or Dr. Oddball, whatever his name is because different sections, different, you could then bring different icons in, and he's basically the puppet master of it all again.
Yeah, but like I said, he has been killed by Jack. Jack has killed him in
Mate, this is horror. No one evil dies.
Well, supposedly he had a longer life because of the cane that Jack brought, came out in with a ring coat. With the Ringmaster's outfit. So Jack's now got his powers.
Dr. Oddball back, it's very simple. The cane's been taken from Jack. He's in the mental asylum. Mm. The witches get together, do their demon stuff. Boom, he's back as a demon.
Yeah, and also, this time. Oh, I'll just say in this video as well, it gives me Paranormal Activity vibes quite a bit. Especially the bit where she's standing up against the wall and then standing up with her head above the mic. And it just sat there looking at the microphone. It gave me very, very similar Paranormal Activity vibes. But
yeah, Blair Witch and all them type of things.
Yeah, but like I say, this is the only thing we've got officially from Halloween Horror Nights. If you want to know which video it is, it's that says "Do not watch."
Well, I'm going to be brave on Sunday the 30th of April, and I think we're going to get an announcement in May.
Announcement in May. Well, I'm gonna go one better. Just because when is the king getting coronated? On
next Saturday? Week.
next Saturday. I think Halloween Horror Nights are going to they're going to announce that they're the king of horror on Saturday and make an announcement. There you go.
Well, see, well, there's nothing else really to talk about, is there, mate? That's it.
No, that's really it. And
Joe,
literally,
we'll be back
fighting back every single snot I can find.
Okay, guys, so we're going to end it here. Joe will be back on the next episode with both of us. We are still going to plan to record next week, hopefully, to get the pattern back into position. Yeah. Hopefully, news will start dropping. And as we said, the more news starts coming out, we could be going weekly. So follow us on all the socials at HHE Pod, apart from TikTok, because someone stole it. So it's Halloween horror events, but just put HHE and it shows up anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference. Go and subscribe to us on YouTube as well and watch the videos, and especially this one. If you got all the way to the end of the video, I'm not on a video. I'm sorry, you should have watched this one on YouTube. Can't say it much more than that. Yeah. On Apple Podcasts, give us a great review and 5 stars. And on Spotify, give us 5 stars and tell your friends and family all about us. Anything else, Simon? Simon's gone quiet on me. Have I lost Simon?
No, I think my internet's playing up as well. But yeah, like Phil said, just follow us on all the socials, follow us on YouTube, give us a like, comment.
That's what we think about the map.
Yeah, give us what your thoughts are. And would this map make you want to go? Because at the moment...
If your comments are good, we'll put them on the next episode.
Yeah, because like I said, at the moment, this doesn't want to... It's not making me spend the £1,500 it's going to cost me to get there.
Fair enough. All right, from myself, be epic. From Simon,
stay spookalicious.
And I can't remember what Joe's was, but it was sexy as hell. If I remember right, it was a cool one. Right, see you on the next episode. And I hope haunt season's here, guys. See you soon. And on that bombshell, as I like saying now, bye.
Bye-bye.